Welcome to the Homeschool Sanity Show, your weekly prescription for happier, healthier homeschool living. I'm your host, Dr. Melanie Wilson, Christian psychologist turned homeschooling mom of six.
Hey, homeschoolers. I was tossing and turning one night last week when it dawned on me what the problem was. I was disappointed in my homeschool year. Even as I tried to determine what to do with my distress, I realized that I couldn't be alone. There were probably new homeschoolers who were just finishing their first year who felt the same way, and experienced homeschoolers who could relate to what I was feeling. That was the beginning of this episode, which I'm looking forward to. But first, I'd love to have you subscribe to Psycho with Six at psychowithsix.com/subscribe. You will have access to all my subscriber freebies, including those that will no longer be free, like the Once and For All Meal Plan. You'll also receive my Saner Sunday newsletter, where I share what's happening with me, like I do with all my friends, and I have the opportunity to hear from you, too. I also share six resources for saner homeschooling and living that I think you'll love. When you subscribe at psychowithsix.com/subscribe, you'll have the option of getting a weekly update only if less email is important to you. Now it's time for the teaching tip of the week. When your child's character is what's keeping you up at night, I highly recommend the Bible studies by Not Consumed. Kim Sorgis has studies for many issues, including sibling rivalry. What I love is there are studies that are appropriate for multiple age levels, including mom. To get a link to these studies, go to the show notes page for this episode, homeschoolsanity.com/disappointed. This week's organized homeschool challenge is the Family Celebrations Challenge. My second oldest son is graduating from high school, and I have a big party to plan. We also have Mother's Day and Father's Day coming up. Even if your family celebrations are planned for later in this year, this is the week to get a head start on them. The first step is to review your calendar. What family celebrations do you have coming up this summer and throughout the rest of the year? Do you have any milestone birthdays coming up? When planning for occasions, consider celebrations that still have to be planned, like showers. If you have family out of town, now is the time to find out their availability. Step number two, discuss preferences. Getting organized means not making assumptions. We may assume grandma wants a 70th birthday party when she wants to take a family trip instead. Having discussions ahead of time can avoid hurt feelings and ruined budgets. This is important when planning Mother's and Father's Day celebrations too. Step number three, plan parties. I love to plan parties. We've enjoyed so many fun parties over the years. I will write up the creative birthday party ideas we've used another time, but I encourage you to have celebrations. Parties are memory makers and are worth the time and reasonable expense. One of the things we have done to control costs is to ask family and friends to bring food rather than gifts. Party planning is a great opportunity to get the kids involved. Let them express their creativity in planning with you or in making decisions within reason. If you're stumped for ideas, you can follow the Party Fun with Kids board on Pinterest. If you have an extended family celebration, be sure to allow everyone to feel included. My mom helped me cook for several birthday parties and seemed to really enjoy it. Step number four, organize cards and gifts. Family celebrations wouldn't be complete without cards and gifts. This is a great time to have the kids make the cards you need for the year. You could get a kit, or if you'd rather not make cards, you could get a paper magic kit that includes an organizing box so your cards are ready to go when you need them. If you like even less work, I recommend sendoutcards.com, which allows you to get reminders of family occasions and send cards right from your computer. When it comes to gifts, you can certainly make treasures like scrapbooks if you start early enough, like now. My best suggestion for being organized with gifts is to choose a standard gift for occasions like weddings, bridal showers, births, and baby showers. You'll save time deciding, and you can even save money, watching for the prices to drop before you buy. If you are interested in gift suggestions for kids' birthdays, be sure to check out 60 of the best Christmas gifts for kids. Finally, I love the M Gifts app on iTunes. Sometimes I find a great deal on a gift, but I don't know who to give it to at first. The app and a gift storage area allow me to stay organized. What family celebrations do you have coming up, and how are you going to get organized for them? I was tossing and turning, and I realized I was disappointed in my homeschool year. Can you relate? I spent some time thinking about my disappointment, and here's what I realized. First, I've been disappointed every year for 17 years. This, despite the fact that I will soon have two successful graduates. So it's not like I haven't done anything. So what's the real problem? Expectations. Even though my homeschool has never lived up to my high expectations, I persist in having high expectations, and in fact, I typically have even higher expectations the next year. If we didn't finish our planned curriculum, which we never seem to, I would determine to do even more the next year. Even though things always come up to change our schedule, I would plan the next year like we'd be doing school every day but the big holidays. My expectations for my children were also high. This would be the year I wouldn't have to remind my kids to finish their work, to focus, to get their chores done in a timely manner, or to be kind. I had similar high expectations. This would be the year I made dashes to the store for science materials on co-op have time. I'd keep everyone on a strict schedule. These things didn't. Sad that I set myself up to feel disappointed every year. The homeschooling years are short and too much of a blessing to waste feeling disappointed, feeling like I've failed. So this is the year that I won't let my disappointment lead me to have even higher expectations of next year. And that's my advice for you too. Don't expect to have an even better year next year, okay? Are you with me? But simply letting go of high expectations isn't enough to make me feel better now. So what is? That's the second thought I had. I was focusing on the negative. I was thinking about our chaotic, disorganized, disappointing final quarter of the school year. I wasn't thinking about the first two quarters of school, which were the most focused we'd ever had. We finished what we'd planned. No one got sick. Our co-ops have been on schedule all year long. I was thinking about my children who need constant supervision. Constant supervision. I wasn't thinking about my kids who take full responsibility for their classes, college coursework, chores, and work outside our home. I was thinking about all the things I'd expected to do but didn't. Like piano, more tutoring time for my youngest, and more unschooling time. I wasn't thinking about the fact that I planned and taught multiple unit studies for our co-op that I didn't expect to teach. I wasn't thinking about the fact that I started this podcast again and made it weekly, that I published 3 books this school year and launched a business. I don't say that so you'll compare yourself to me, but so that you will focus on what you have accomplished. Did you have a baby? Did you take care of an aging relative? Did you start working outside of your home? To get past the disappointment of your homeschool year, you have to focus on what you have achieved, not on what you haven't. I absolutely love Win It Wednesday on our Facebook group at homeschoolscopes.tv. Moms like you share what went well during the week. I think it makes it less likely we'll end up disappointed at the end of the year. Every week, we'll think about what went well. Right now, I'd like you to make a list of what has gone well this year and what you've accomplished yourself and in your homeschool. I already feel a lot less disappointed having made this list. But hold up. I know what some of you are thinking, because I was thinking it too. What if you're disappointed because you really did fail, and it wasn't because your expectations were too high? What if you weren't doing the most important things? Your house is a wreck, your kids hate school, and you have no idea if you're even cut out for homeschooling anymore. You know you and your kids need discipline, a different approach, or a homeschooling fairy godmother to come to your rescue. But how does that even happen? I've been in this place too. Here's what I did. First, I prayed. God knows what our unrealistic expectations are and what is actually a lack of discipline. He will make it clear to us. He says, whoever lacks wisdom has only to ask for it. Once you've prayed, keep praying. We need God's help to homeschool. We'll struggle if we persist in our own strength. Next, make a list of everything that's bothering you about your homeschool year. Prayerfully consider each item and write how you'll address it. Will you just keep praying? Will you get advice from your husband or another homeschooler? Will you try a new homeschooling approach? Of course, if you're not careful, you'll end up with an unrealistic list of to-dos that will lead to more disappointment. So choose one of those things to focus on. I was most concerned about a child who needs a lot of supervision. So we worked together to create a plan going forward. I felt so much better. I recently did a Periscope broadcast on why you need to stop trying to catch up. Trying to catch up will always lead to disappointment. The only thing we can control is what we're going to do going forward. So decide on your one thing and then return to a routine. You don't have a routine, you say? Listen to my 2 podcast episodes with the Fly Lady. I'll link you up in the show notes at homeschoolsanity.com/disappointment. Today's action steps are: 1, subscribe to Psycho with 6 before some freebies go away at psychowith6.com/subscribe. 2, let go of your high expectations. Remember that traditional teachers don't get everything done either. 3, focus on the positives. Make a list of what you did accomplish this year. Finally, pray. List what you're disappointed by, choose an action for each thing, and focus on one new thing to try. Keep your routines going forward. Don't look back. This episode is brought to you by the Organized Homeschool Life. You can organize your homeschool life in just 15 minutes a day. Get your copy at organizedhs.com. Thank you for joining me for the Homeschool Sanity Show. This has been a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.